When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. It's hard for most of us to imagine that kind of life change, to simply drop everything and pick up in a whole new life, in a whole new direction, a whole new set of values, a whole new set of standards. We can't really imagine that happening. And as I talk to folks about that, it seems that often we tend to assume that, well, you know, life was simpler then. It wasn't as big a deal. I don't think that's really true. Simon had an ongoing business. He had people that he worked with. He had family members who depended on him. There were people in the community that depended on the fish that he provided. I don't think it was nearly so quick a thing. He probably heard the kind of talk that went on around town if somebody just up and left, and the scandalous way that people would be, did you hear about so-and-so? And so I don't think it was any small thing that they picked up and left in order to follow Jesus. And so we're left wondering, what would it take for me to do that? What would it take for me to just change my life so dramatically, so completely? On one level, Jesus himself must have been quite compelling. I'm sure that's true, but that's not really the thing I want to focus on. I think there were two things that came together for Simon Peter and the others who were with him, James and John, and for the other disciples when they had their moments of coming to follow Jesus. First, something happened that changed their perspective on the world. Something happened that reordered their hierarchy, their personal set of values. And the second thing that happened is that they had the courage to act. You know, we often come to moments in our lives when we see something anew, but the hitch comes in actually putting that into action. That's where the struggle is, isn't it? How many of us have visited the doctor and realized, you know, I really need to change my habits. I need to quit smoking. I need to get some exercise. I need to control my weight. I need to watch my diabetes, whatever it may be. And the struggle then is to actually put that into meaningful, sustained action in our lives. Simon had one of those moments that changed his hierarchies, that changed his view of the world, that changed how he understood himself. It ripped up everything he thought he knew. He thought he knew fishing. He thought he knew about fish. But the first glance that something had changed was they're pulling in this gigantic catch of fish, and his response wasn't, "It's a great day. I'm going to be rich now." His response was, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." He saw himself in a new relationship with Jesus such that that completely overtook the fact that now he had suddenly had a fabulous, life-altering catch of fish. He was now absorbed in the reality of who he had discovered Jesus to be and what that meant for his life. You see, so often for us in the church, our Christian life, our life of faith, our life in the church has become just kind of another piece of a well-rounded life. You know, I should read and try to continue to learn and grow, and I should get a little exercise, and I should try to control my weight, and I should do a little something to help others, and I should go to a church. It's just kind of one piece of a well-rounded, healthy life. But that's not the kind of experience that changes us. That's not the kind of experience that drew Simon Peter to drop everything that he had been and become something completely new and different. No, he had to realize that all of those priorities, all of the way that he understood himself in relation to the world, in relation to his family, in relation to his God, had changed when he saw something new in Jesus. This is not just about being a better person or a kinder person or a more thoughtful person or a more giving person. This is about becoming a whole new person. That's what happened to Peter. But notice what had to happen for that change to take place. Peter had to actually take action. He had to make a choice. The first choice he made was he actually put down the nets for a catch of fish. That went against everything he knew. Fishermen in that day would probably be heading down to their boats around 2 o'clock in the morning and start to gather their things together because, you know, that little bit before dawn and as the sun is coming up, that's the prime fishing time. And so that's when they would go out and fish. And he did this for a living. He had no doubt learned it from his father. He knew where the good fishing was in the lake. He knew how the fish moved. He understood what a school of fish was. He knew how to find them. He knew how to catch them. He had experience in all this, and it had just been a bad night. And now, after Jesus has taught them, and I promise you, when Jesus got together and started teaching people, it was not 15 minutes. This was probably 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the heat of the day, the worst time of the day to go fishing, when Jesus finally finishes his teaching and says, "Put your nets down for a catch of fish." And he agreed to do it. He took action. And then again, at the end of the story, after he's had this moment of realization, it doesn't just end there. He doesn't say to Peter at this point, that this comes later, he doesn't say, "Oh, gee, I'm glad you've got that insight." He says, "No, you need to take action. From now on, you're going to be catching people, not just fish. You need to change the course of your life." And so for Peter, it was the combination of that world-shattering moment that altered his perspectives and then the willingness to take action. Now, most of us don't have the kind of experience that Peter did. Some of us do. Some of us have those kind of life-altering moments. Perhaps recovery from a sickness, being saved in the midst of an accident, the healing of a loved one, a restored relationship where we have seen without any doubt that the hand of God has been at work in us. Some of us have those kinds of moments. But for most of us, our life just kind of rolls along. And we may have a little moment here, and a little moment there, a good moment of prayer, a nice experience in a worship service, some experience when we see that God has been at hand to protect us or to deliver us or to deliver some loved one or bring something about that is life-altering for us. And so it's not that we have to have a single life-shattering moment in the way that Simon Peter did. But the common thread that we need to share with him is that willingness to act, that willingness to make a choice. All of the grand moments mean nothing, nothing, if we are not willing to actually act on them. A wonderful time of prayer doesn't change us unless we are willing to step from it into action and put that into action in our lives. A great insight, reading the scriptures or listening to a sermon or wherever you might find it, means nothing if you don't put it into action in a new decision, in a new way of living. We all need to come to that place, as Peter did, where we see with crystal clarity that it's not about me. It's not about the things that surround me in the society and the culture. It's about Jesus. That's what happened to Simon Peter on that boat. He realized it wasn't about the fish anymore. He knew that with crystal clarity. The fish and the nets and the boat and all that that had been the center of his life since he was a child was no longer what mattered. Now he had to reorder that, knowing that Jesus is at the center. And then he took action on that. It saddens me to think the number of people I have known who come to a moment where they see that and realize that, but yet they hold back. And so they fall back into the same old patterns of life, and the insights are gone, and the experience is forgotten, and there's no real change. But if we want to know what it is to experience the living God in our lives, we need to follow the example of Peter, not in waiting for some grand moment like he was blessed to experience, but in making that choice to act based on our faith. And it is in the action that we will find ourselves transformed, just like he and all the rest of the disciples did. Amen.